Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach David Johnson, talking D-West boys basketball. The Mustangs 5-7 on the season, coming off back-to-back wins, really coming off three very competitive games in the tournament. Last week talked about the tight four-point loss to Blue Valley Randolph, but you win back-to-back nights, Coach, on Wednesday and Thursday, beating Valley Heights by two and then topping Lynn by 1 point in overtime, 53-52. So, man, have to be feeling a little bit better. Your boys finding a way to grind out a couple good wins last week, huh?
Yeah, it was, a little frustrating, the Blue Valley game on Saturday, which was, anytime you play on a Saturday and get kids out of rhythm, we gave up 20 in the first quarter, and Blue Valley shot the ball really well, and they're athletic and kind of give us some trouble, and kind of some old habits kind of reared their head. We didn't execute as well as we wanted to offensively and did a better job, in the second half and had chances to win, didn't get it done. But then, Valley Heights, we came out and we're down. Creighton didn't play. He's sick during the tournament, so we only had seven. And guys really played well. And, really our freshman Hudson Penny kind of set the tone. Brock Leatherman shot the ball real well. And Trent Spiker was a little better inside on the boards, as well as Cole Frank and another senior. So we had some guys kind of step up and kind of jumped on Valley early, shot the ball really well, and kind of really played above our heads. But I really was glad to see that because we kind of played a little loose and then able to hold on there and execute a little bit down at the end. And Lynn, we had no business winning that game. Lynn outplayed us, out-hustled us, outworked us. You name it, they did it. And we were just fortunate to get the right calls at the end of the game where we got it into overtime on a set call. And then, Cole Franken really struggled during that game. But I'll give that kid credit. He fought through it and was able to come up and get a offensive rebound and a stick back and then hit a free throw to give us the W. And, Lynn missed a shot at the buzzer. So, but like I said, we weren't in that game mentally or physically, but we also turned around within 24 hours and played it. So it was kind of tough. But, yeah, for the most part, we're still where we are. So got a lot of things to do and got a lot of practice time this week, not playing last night, and going to Blue Valley on Friday.
Yeah, rematch with them coming up. I know these last three aren't the only close games you've had this season. You've had a couple other tight ones. So what's kind of the makeup of your team and what things, I guess, do you feel like you can build off with these team besides that kind of grinded out mentality as you prepare now for the second half of the season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we're switching our freshmen over to the point. Hudson Penny's kind of taking over the point a little bit more, and it's the way it's going to be. He's going to have to handle the ball for us and does a good job, maybe a little undersized. But, again, playing freshman in this league is usually not a recipe for success. But Hudson's got to understand that, he's our best option right there right now because we can get Brock on a wing. And he does a little better shooting the basketball on the wing and handling and getting the ball into the post. And then with Creighton and Trent, we may be moving them inside. They both have shot it a lot better inside and moving Cole back out. But we got a lot of interchangeable pieces. Brody Jeske has shot the well outside, and we got a couple other freshmen. There's only eight of us, so it's not like we got a lot of options. So
right.
I thought when we turn it over, we're giving other teams just live ball layups. I mean, you can't beat a bunch of, people sitting in chairs doing that. That's not good, and we did that a ton when we've been blown out. And when we take care of the basketball and we defend a little bit and make teams work, then we've allowed ourselves to kind of play our type. And I believe this. Teams view us with eight guys. You see us warming up, and that's the natural mentality, the worldly mentality, to think, oh, this won't be a ball game, and they got another thing coming. I mean, if they don't value us enough that way, which I think that kind of happens in the league, people see eight guys and they think it's just going to be a walk, then they're going to be disappointed. I hope that we can at least play and make ourselves competitive because we've got some kids that have some value to them. And, we just got to keep grinding is what we always talk about. And if we do that, we'll have chances.
You bet. Well, best of luck Friday night at Blue Valley Randolph. Coach, we'll look forward to chatting with you through the rest of the season, and thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you, Justin. Good to have you back.
David Johnson, head coach of the Mustangs. The D-West Locker Room Chats brought to you by Triple L Tire, also by the Vendina State Bank, and by Johnson Ag.